Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and today I'm answering a question that I get asked a lot. Stay tuned.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm always super excited to bring you amazing tools and tips to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you a new episode every week. One last thing before we get started, our full self-paced course is now available for purchase. You get all the lessons that I teach in the group coaching program. At your convenience, you can watch whenever you'd like. This is a full self-paced course, but the first 50 people to purchase will get 3 months of virtual group calls for Q&A and meditation with me. Get your course now. The link is in the show notes. Happy learning. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa. I'm excited that you're here. If it's the first time that you're stumbling across this podcast, I want to welcome you. And for those of you that are loyal listeners, you know that I appreciate each and every one of you all. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for making this podcast one of the top anxiety podcasts globally. I appreciate each and every one of you all and everything that you do. So today I'm talking about something that I get asked often. When we're recovering or when we start feeling better, sometimes when we say, hey, I don't feel anxious today, anxiety creeps in. Why does that happen? And this is very, very common in our recovery. There's so many of my thousands of patients that I've helped and that I help ask me, why does this happen? I was doing so much better. And as soon as I think about it, or I ask myself, or I notice that I'm okay and that I haven't had anxiety, anxiety creeps in. Why does this happen? So I want to explain to you how that damn amygdala works. The amygdala is the part of the brain that creates the anxiety. And when we say that, it's almost like the amygdala thinks, am I not doing my job? Because that is the job of the amygdala. The amygdala is there to create a little bit of anxiety, to create fear and doubt, to look around our surroundings and look for danger, and to be able to give you a little bit of anxiety, adrenaline, all the things that happen in our body. And yes, that includes the horrible physical symptoms that we feel. It's there to create those thoughts of doubt and fear and all the physical symptoms in order for you to be able to run out of harm's way. So that is what anxiety is there to do, to keep us safe. So when you say that, remember I've kind of explained to you that anxiety and the amygdala and the brain are like an overprotective parent. It's over stimulated, it is super sensitive, and it becomes like that. The more anxiety that we have, the more sensitive we are to the symptoms, things around us, things that we feel are dangerous or fearful or doubtful. It creates all these, and we all these physical symptoms and all these thoughts, and we are more sensitive. We're super sensitive, hypersensitive to things around us. So it's like an overprotective parent. It says, oh my God, you're in danger. Let me protect you. Let me take care of you. Let me give you all these physical symptoms, all these thoughts, so you can be able to run. So it creates adrenaline in your body. It pumps all that adrenaline into your muscles, oxygen into your muscles. Your heart starts pumping. You start feeling chest pains and all these physical symptoms in order for you to be able to run. The problem is when we have anxiety, we're not truly in danger. And so we don't run. We don't get out of harm's way. We're still there and we're like, why am I anxious? Why am I feeling this way? And the anxiety continues to create more panic. We fear it more and it creates more panic, more physical symptoms. And that's when we can have panic attacks. So because that is the way the brain works, the brain thinks it's not doing its job. When you say, hey, I'm not anxious, I'm okay, the brain gets triggered and it says, oh, wait a minute. Am I slacking off? Am I not doing my job? Do I need to give you a little bit of anxiety in order for us to be able to be on high alert, to be able to get out of danger, to be able to keep you safe? Let me give you a bit of anxiety. And then anxiety kind of creeps in. And it's also a way of us kind of scanning our body. And remember, if we scan and look for anxiety, we will find it. So when we say, hey, I'm actually not anxious today, I just noticed that, we're scanning our body. And that can create anxiety. So that is what happens when we are doing better and we ask that question or we realize that we're doing well. That can happen. And that's very, very common. It happens to almost every one of my patients. Very, very, very common. Don't fear anxiety. Don't fear it. Know that it's there and know that if you do that, you're probably going to get a little bit of anxiety. But knowing that that's okay and that that's common, and that there's nothing wrong with you, helps so much. Again, one of the things that I tell everyone is you have to learn to not fear anxiety. Very, very important for us to not fear it, because we can never eliminate anxiety completely from our lives. Life is stressful. Things happen. We're never going to be able to completely eliminate anxiety. But we can deal with it and we can learn to not fear it. And that is the key. The more you fear anxiety, the stronger it is, the more it's there, the more you're telling the brain that you are in danger. So it's creating all these physical symptoms for you to get out of harm's way. So very, very important for you to learn to not fear it, because it will be there. Very, very important, again, for you to learn to not fear it. And to accept that it will be there, but it doesn't have to be so severe. We can learn to eliminate the panic. The panic is not something that we should live with for the rest of our lives. But anxiety is there to protect us, and it's never going to go away. Again, I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's like if someone had depression. And they come to me and they say, I never want to be sad a day in my life. And I say, I'm going to heal you and you're never going to be sad a day in your life. That is not possible. Sadness is a normal emotion. The same with anxiety. It's a normal emotion. It's going to be there. But we have to learn to work around it, deal with it, not fear it. Not fearing anxiety will make your anxiety become back to normal. Your nervous system is not going to be on high alert, and you will be able to deal with the anxiety. And if the anxiety comes, like with me, people ask me all the time, do you still feel anxious sometimes? Yes, I do. I feel anxiety, but it's a 3-2 second anxiety feeling or emotion, and I don't fear it. I know what it is. I don't think about it. I don't stress about it. I know it's there And I thank my anxiety after it comes for those 2 or 3 seconds. And I know it's crazy. You're probably thinking, why would you thank your anxiety? Because it keeps me from getting into harm, danger, risks that I shouldn't be taking, doubt and fear, and that anxiety is there to keep me safe. So when anxiety happens, I know that it's for a reason. Sometimes it happens and there is no reason, and I'm okay with that too. Sometimes I eat too much sugar and that creates a little bit of anxiety. I know what creates anxiety in my life. Change, even though it's good change, can create anxiety in my life. So I know that and I prepare myself for it and I'm okay with it. Again, learning to be self-aware of who you are, what you do, the power that you have, learning not to fear anxiety, very, very important. And I, again, thanking my anxiety helps me to tell my brain that I'm okay and that there's nothing wrong. I'm not in danger. And the little anxiety that I had was needed for whatever it is that comes my way. Most times that I get anxiety again is if I have a big change in my life or if I'm driving and I live in Houston, Texas. Traffic is horrific and we do have very bad drivers here in Houston, Texas. And people sometimes run, not sometimes, a lot of times run red lights. They don't stop. It is very, very scary out there. And so I get a little bit of anxiety if someone runs a red light and I have a green light and I'm almost going and they almost hit me. And it gives me that anxiety, but it helps me to punch the brakes and get out of harm's way, which is what anxiety is meant to do. So I thank my anxiety and I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for having this anxiety come to me to be able to avoid this possible accident that I just avoided. So very important for me to do those things. Again, everyone is different. Find what works for you. But when you're recovering and you tell yourself, hey, I'm not anxious today, and you realize that when you're having good days, know that sometimes anxiety will come in and creep in because the overprotective parent is slacking off, or it thinks that it's slacking off and it needs to create a little bit of anxiety. That is all for now. Thank you so very much. Always remember to be good to yourself and others, and I will see you soon. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram @TheAnxietyDoctor and online at www.drlisacortez.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time.